The only way I feel like it can work is if they operate in the Cartoon Network expanded universe.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if they age up number one.
Actually, that's very true.
And they do like a Alex Jones style, like
fucking InfoWars, goddamn Cartoon
Network. No, wait. I'm gonna cut that shit out.
What up, everybody? It's the Well-Spoken Token coming at you again with another episode. Ladies and gentlemen, you know I'm super excited to be here. Happy to be on the mic talking to you guys. Thank you so much for clicking the link. Thank you so much for checking out the page. If you're watching me on YouTube, you look at my beautiful face. I'm happy to see you. You can see I've got guests. I've got niggas with me. But as always, you know I've got my brother with me. Say what up to the people, bro.
Hey, how you doing, people?
Yeah. Also, we got this illustrious motherfucker over here. He's beautiful, goddamn. He's not Antonio Banderas, but he gives the nigga a run for his motherfucking money. Say what up to the people, crowd.
Hello there, people. How's it going?
Yeah.
Can always tell how many fucking Mexican actors my brother knows, because he's always going to default to Antonio Banderas.
Nigga, hold on. Oh, he looks like Pedro Pascal, but he can do oh so better. Yeah, Pedro Pascal.
What's Pedro Pascal in?
Pedro Pascal was the Mandalorian. He's also playing Joel in the new Last of Us movie. Yeah, nigga,
Joel's Mexican?
No, that's what's wild about it. Hold on. Pedro Pascal be getting away with a lot of shit because, like, I don't know if people remember this, but he was actually played like a white cowboy dude in the Golden Circle, fucking Kingsman, the Golden Circle.
Is Pedro Pascal also the guy in Narcos?
He is also, is he the guy in Narcos?
That would be a simple
I think so. I think he is. Wait, I think he played. Not,
go ahead.
No, he's it. Not. He's not Pedro. Pedro Pascal didn't play Pablo Escobar.
Why don't you cook it up real quick?
You was looking around. Either way, Pedro Pascal, famous Mexican actor. Is Rami Malek fucking Hispanic?
I don't think that's like, okay, no.
He's really racially ambiguous. He's like Bruno Mars. I don't really know. Like
Bruno Mars is Filipino.
I thought he was Polynesian.
Oh,
that's the sauce at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's funny. I've been looking at Bruno Mars and just calling him a sauce for a long time. No sauce for me. Michelle Rodriguez. Love Michelle Rodriguez, but she's a woman, so I don't know if
he was indeed fucking Pablo Escobar.
Oh shit, Pedro Pascal, shout out. You had another.
He's also not Mexican. He's Chilean.
Oh shit, my bad.
Yeah.
Is that Hispanic still?
That's still Hispanic.
Oh, okay, cool.
You can tell by how the words shape.
Michelle Rodriguez, right? Also another famous actor. Shout out to Pedro Pascal for having so many goddamn roles. Fuck me sideways. I think that's actually it on the Hispanic actor.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's the gamut of your knowledge. The guy who played Namor.
Shit, he's got a really Mayan name.
Right? You know what's his face.
Yeah, his name is really Mayan, and I'm going to fuck it up. I don't know how to say it.
Don't even try. Don't even attempt.
Hold on. There's got to be another one, man. I know I'm not that bad at this.
You're just looking more and more racist by the second.
Every second of this. Hold on, man. There's got to be another. Oh, George Lopez.
Great guy. Love him.
Sure.
Carlos Mencia.
Luis Guzman. Gabriel Iglesias. That's probably bad. Yeah. Gabriel Iglesias. Yeah, take that one.
Great guy. He was on All That. Good for him.
Take that one. Please.
Yeah, Gabriel Iglesias was on fucking All That.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because we probably jumped off the fucking ship by the time he jumped.
We were pretty much done with All That.
Oh.
They were trying. Yeah, no, he was like a teacher or something? Janitor? Nigga?
No, he was a kid on All That.
No way.
You know, speaking of fat comedians, I guess. I remember the time you told me that Carlos Mencia was in what's his name? Proud Family.
Yeah, he was also,
he Poppy?
Yeah, he was not,
no,
Poppy.
Not Poppy.
He was the guy under him.
Felix.
His name is Felix. Yeah, you told me that. I just had to
what's
take that in.
Yeah, what's La Cienega's last name?
La Cienega Boulevard.
Boulevard.
Yeah.
That show sucks. That show fucking sucks.
Nigga, okay, look, it doesn't suck, right? But, like, in hindsight, there's a lot of jokes that I would just feel like didn't get off.
Very on the nose.
Y'all know they tried to recreate fucking Family Guy. Like, not Family Guy. Proud Family.
Yeah, I know. I think they successfully did it.
Yeah, I mean, they made some noticeable changes.
So, like, I was. You looking at me crazy because I smoked?
No, okay. I don't care. Okay, like, cool. I don't want to be monetized. Yeah. I hate money.
I was weak. What do you mean? No, but so for me, like, it was like, oh, Penny's fucking 16 now, and like she's grown and growing up and shit like that.
Penny was 14 in the original, so anyway.
I mean, it's fantastic to see like somebody go, oh yeah, let's like continue it, let's make them older. So you felt like it was good? I didn't watch it, so that's.
I mean, I didn't watch it either. What the hell?
So how do you know it was good?
I just saw the reception for the show, and it was like, yeah, it's pretty good.
But they canceled it.
They didn't cancel it. First of all, a Disney Channel cancellation is not the same as any other cancellation. Okay,
we're just retooling it. All right.
Yeah, they retooled
it soon.
We'll be back later.
Don't you worry about it.
We're gonna lock it up in the Disney vault and bring it back.
Watch out when the Kim Possible reboot comes back.
Man, Kim Possible kids.
Her and Ron co-parenting.
Kim Stoppable, because she has to get, when she gets married, she has to change her name.
Oh, they really thought about it, huh?
That'd be crazy.
Kim Stoppable.
Kim Stoppable.
That's assuming they're going to stay married. See, they have to appeal to modern audiences. So they probably got married and divorced.
And then she got with Bonnie, the cheerleader. And
that
now
would
she's
be
raising. Now she's,
I mean, that would be cool.
And now she's raising Ron Stoppable's kids.
I mean, that'd be
Ron,
cool.
Ron and Wade go to the bar, and she's like, she's just a fucking cunt, man.
Nah, if she got with like Monique, that'd be way better.
That would make more sense.
I always get, this is going to sound racist for my own race, but I always get like Monique and the black chick from Danny Phantom mixed up.
Oh, yeah, Samantha. I don't know. Starts with the V. Starts with the V.
Vivica A. Fox.
No, what's her fucking name? Is it Vivian Veronica? Fucking.
I think Veronica may be a safe bet.
I don't think
it's
that was
close,
it. She had a cool suit though.
Yeah. Ghost catching. I don't know where she found all that ghost catching equipment.
Vlad gave it to her.
Vlad. Yeah, Vlad. Fucking Vlad, man. Also, how crazy was it that the fucking big bad of Danny Phantom is Danny Phantom?
Yeah.
He's like, it's future him. He's the bad guy.
I don't know. I didn't
watch
season 5.
Yeah, like he basically beats the shit out of Vlad, and it's just like,
do
right,
I look
cool.
like I watched season 5?
No, you don't.
Yeah, I didn't watch season 5, man.
I watched the Danny Phantom Expanded Universe, because like a lot of niggas fell off after like, what?
Butch Hartman is constantly, and this is, once again, every time you talk about fucking Danny Phantom, you got to talk about Butch Hartman. Yeah. Butch Hartman is constantly rewriting his universe. So, yeah, I'm good. Hey, guys, I'm on TikTok, and this is what Tucker Foley will look like in 15 years, right here.
Yep. Oh, you didn't like that?
Well, now he designs ghost catching gear.
I'm going to wait a week, and now I'm going to redo it.
Yeah, right. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, Butch Hartman. I feel like, in any case, if I was a creator like that, then I would milk it too.
Yeah, for sure.
If I've got 5 shows four shows that are syndicated on,
he's got a
Nickelodeon?
Ton. I don't even want to fucking.
Butch Hartman. Okay, so fucking Fairly Odd Parents, Danny Phantom. What else?
Tough Puppy.
Yeah.
Oh, Tough Puppy. Fuck me.
Hey, what's another Butch Hartman show that isn't Tough Puppy?
Butch Hartman. Nigga, I don't even know who that is.
All right, there we go. We found it. We found the line.
Danny Phantom.
Oh, yeah, see, Danny Phantom is what I would have said.
You don't remember the fourth?
I don't think he has a fourth one.
So three total. And the Tough Puppy, I would argue
he
that.
Definitely has another.
Tough Puppy, I would argue that doesn't get like the same universal treatment.
Crazy Steve.
Man, put your face in this motherfucker. Come be the producer, nigga.
Munson is a beast. There's no reason. We said that like, you know what that was?
I now remember, vividly remember that little troll character. Like, he's like blue and purple some shit, but yes, that.
He looks like a bee? Whatever happened to Buzz on Maggie? Am I right, guys?
Hey, man, what's with Buzz?
What's the Buzz on Maggie?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Whatever happened to that one?
You guys remember What's with Andy?
Yeah, I do.
Classic. But it's crazy because
was he in a wheelchair?
No,
he was. That was Pelswick.
That was I was about to say.
Oh wow!
Oh my God! The reason I even thought about that because like Buzz on Maggie, I feel like the theme song and What's with the theme songs were similar. It's like remember fucking What's with Andy's theme song? What's with Andy? What's with Andy?
I do, but we're not going to spend too much time on that.
I just wanted to know, is Buzz on Maggie's, what was Buzz on Maggie's theme song? Do y'all remember?
Something about blading, and it was 5 o'clock, like skate park at the mall.
Punk rock.
Wait,
song.
That sounds like the Weeknd's theme song.
No,
it's just
it was
like that, hey, look, y'all don't pay us to sing, but.
I was actually referencing
Teenage Robot, but you know,
damn, whatever. That's another one. Wow, yeah,
it was
why is everybody Steve's song relate to them back to going to the mall or eating some kind of pizza?
That's
slices.
Just what they thought we wanted.
Yeah, we wanted punk rock. We wanted to be rebellious.
Yeah, right.
Of
that was
course,
us.
Of course.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up with 16. Yeah, no, whatever the fuck we call villain. Show your face for like 2 seconds.
The reason I even bring up all these fucking things because actually, are we being fuck it? I'm being meta.
You might as well.
Because what we did was you sat down and was like, we know that is another nigga that grew up in the same time frame. I said his name.
That's why I would have beeped it
we know
up.
We know Crown grew up in about the same time frame as us, but got an opportunity to experience.
The exact like, time frame. The exact time frame, actually. But yeah. Whatever.
He's right in between for me. My nigga Crown, I feel like, is a respected man amongst the peers as like a cartoon aficionado. I would guarantee that a lot of us, if we had to say, it's like, oh yeah, it's time for Jeopardy, it's time for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, it's time for any trivia show, and the fucking subject is cartoons, I guarantee you, you've got at least 65 to 85% of your family or friends that'd be like, yeah, get let me cry.
There you go. You just see his face and you're like, that's my buddy.
That's my nigga. That's my guy right there.
Yeah.
But so we decided to go ahead and sit down and kind of discuss some shit. Lately, all the ones we've mentioned have been like shit that we grew up with, very nostalgic and stuff. But something that's kind of cool now that we kind of look back in retrospect is that all of us are adults now. And it's like, holy shit, like all these cartoons and shit like that were allegedly off limits. I mean, you know, the ones that you had to sneak to watch and shit back in the day, you know, we can actually go and discuss these motherfuckers. Actually, I've been consuming them for a good hot motherfucking minute.
So yeah, I was watching fucking adult cartoons when I wasn't supposed to be watching adult cartoons. Ask.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the beauty of like having Mexican parents. They do not know that this is I'm not supposed to say
right.
But they don't have the grasp of the English language, and they probably already went to sleep because they got work in the morning.
Yep.
I can just turn on the TV and just say, all righty, cool. Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Robot Chicken.
Let's,
Family Guy before
let's
it
get
got
it
really,
in right
really, really bad.
Yeah.
Futurama, Oblongs, Mission Hill.
Hold on. All right. So there's two right off the bat, 2 points that I want to get at you about because one, Family Guy. But you said before it got really bad. You feel like Family Guy jumped the shark, or do you feel like it's just like in a bad period?
I just feel like they're just saying like risque things just for the sake of risque things, you know.
Is that Seth MacFarlane losing his touch, or you think that's just Family
Guy?
Well, for one,
Seth MacFarlane, I'm pretty
he don't write the
show.
No
yeah, he doesn't write the show anymore. He sold it to Fox.
Yeah.
So.
Like, oh, so he, now it's just Fox. It's just like a writing room of probably like 25-year-olds. Like.
Yeah. He obviously voiced like 70% of the characters, Peter, Brian, Quagmire. Just a bunch of other side characters.
That nigga voices Quagmire?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say, who else? Like, damn, yeah, he's a fucking long list. So he sold it, but is he still performing?
Yeah,
I don't watch New Family Guy.
No, like, yes, he is. Yeah.
Oh, smart nigga.
Yeah, he's still
smart nigga. He's like, pay me.
Yeah. But he no longer right. I'm not sure when he actually sold the full rights to Fox, but yeah, first like, what, 3-4 seasons were pretty good, and after he sold it, then they just became
after they killed Brian. I was like, I'm not really fucking with it.
Yeah, that was for me a very big turning point. I was like, I really actually don't remember any new Family Guys outside of like the Star Wars shit. Whenever they put out a new Star Wars thing,
that's I'm crazy. Like, actually, I just looked it up that Quagmire does indeed, he is indeed voiced by Seth MacFarlane. I'm like, damn, I used to say shit like Seth MacFarlane ain't got no range, he always plays himself or a deeper version of himself or a gay version of himself.
That guy is a voice actor. He's actually fucking talented.
He's up there.
He's fucking up there.
And I'll give it to him musically. I also think I actually
don't give
like
it to him musically.
I like
if he
song.
Hears this shit, he's gonna keep going.
I like his singing voice. I think his singing voice is good.
He was the mouse from Sing, if you remember that movie.
He is that mouse? Yeah. I didn't realize, but that makes sense because he does have.
Why
like,
does anybody remember
the
that
Frank
movie?
Sinatra quality? Because Sing is a fucking like award winning movie.
That's what the Greaser Gorilla,
Sing,
right?
And Sing too.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
that's
the Greaser Gorilla.
It also that's played the by movie on the trailer.
Taron Egerton? I don't know. That nigga from Kingsman also.
Yeah. You think I watched Kingsman?
Bro? You didn't watch Kingsman? I don't give a That's fuck a graphic about novel played out on fucking TV.
I've seen a lot of those at this
point. I'm just being honest. Like, it is fucking crazy. I love it. Samuel Jackson, one of my favorite roles that Samuel Jackson ever did. A fucking nerd with a lisp? That is range. Like, because everybody hires Samuel L. Jackson.
So we gave Samuel L. Jackson a lisp, and now we're like, range!
I'm saying.
He's the greatest thing that ever fucking
No, what I'm saying is that people hire Samuel L. Jackson typically to play Samuel L. Jackson. And we want to see.
Except for this nerd with this lisp.
Except for this nerd with this lisp.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No, I agree with him.
Oh, what you got? What you got to say, nigga?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What'd you say?
Say motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Samuel, could you please?
In his contract, that he has to say it at least once. He has to get it out of the system or else he blows up.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. Please.
I got to get a release.
I got to drop it. I know it's a kid's movie, man. Let me get it.
Pass me that bottle, bro.
Yeah, okay, fine. But anyway, you were saying about adult cartoons.
No. I was like, we got on Sing, but I'm saying that, like, Sing, with that situation, I will say that Seth MacFarlane has a vocal quality similar to Frank Sinatra. So if you were doing a Frank Sinatra
Get
parody,
off this nigga's nuts, man.
If you're doing a
parody, Seth MacFarlane hear that, you will never hear the end of it.
What I'll say is that this is a musical as much as it's as much a musical as it is a fucking cartoon.
Okay, Family Guy.
Yeah. I'm saying that, like, a good chunk of the episodes are definitely musical.
You said it's as much of a musical as it is a cartoon.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I will not say there's not music.
Because I guarantee you can think of at least two Family Guy songs.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Bag of Weed. I need that's my shit.
We're done. Yeah, Bag of Weed's cool, you know what I mean? Yeah. A lot of the songs are good, but I'm not subscribing to that. I don't know. I haven't watched Modern Family Guy in quite a while.
Yeah, I will say I let
if
Family
really
Guy get
away. If you really want to watch it, just YouTube will got you. They have all of these damn compilation clips. Hell, even fucking Family Guy acknowledges the fact that there are just compilations of their materials and shtick on YouTube. But yeah, just watch those and you're
the same thing. Now I get the whole thing.
Like, so looking at American Dad, right? Another project, Seth MacFarlane. Did he sell that as well?
Y'all remember that one that was on a
nigga, show
comedy
your face. Don't just be down.
Man, look, bro, I'm the disembodied voice in this motherfucker, but I'm bringing up this one. What was that on Comedy Central? It had like the fucking Fox Lady.
Oh, that's Drawn Together.
Yeah.
Today's the day, boys.
What I say before we even cut off is like, we're going in. Today's the day we talk about Drawn Together.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. No, Drawn Together, which is wild that you still have memories of that, which shows how much like that.
No, that shit hit him. that shit got his ass.
You just can't forget.
Yeah.
It's not my proudest fap, but I mean.
Yeah. No. There's plenty of shameful faps. Not even shameful.
Nah.
Plenty of curious.
There's one scene. Remember that scene where Foxy Brown was trying to teach Princess. What's the princess's name?
Claire.
Yeah, Princess Claire.
Beth?
What
no. Was it? Beth?
No, it's
no. It's Claire, and then the Betty Boop broad is that's Toot.
Oh, I love Toot. Yeah, Tootie. Toot. Oh my God, Toot. Yeah. Toot was fucking. Tootie was like before yeah. Snooki was Snooki. There was Toot.
Are you trying to make the assumption that Snooki and fucking Toot
are similar? Yeah, because Toot was supposed to be. You can drop my guitar. That's fine. That's okay. But Toot was supposed to be like on the reality series, the individual that was a little bit overweight and self conscious, but not overly so.
They didn't start trying to work that overweight shit in there until like.
You remember when
eight episodes? Yeah, season two.
Remember when she exploded in collagen, or was that butter?
I don't fucking remember. I know what you're talking about. She exploded in some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she just dies a lot. There was one time where she ate the Wienermobile.
Yeah. Because she's a toon. But that's the thing. She's a toon. And
they're all toons.
The same way with. You know what's crazy that Yu-Gi-Oh informs toon rules?
I'm going to let him cook. Don't even engage him on this shit. Just let him do
it. So, Toon World, right? All right. It's the magic card that allows. It's the spell card in Yu-Gi-Oh! That's like. It's the field spell. Turns everything.
We've all been 11. We all know how Toon World works.
And so, you got all the Toon versions of the creatures and the monsters. They have all these wacky-ish powers. You know, if you look at fucking. Who Framed Roger Rabbit, right?
Yes, we get
Yeah, and even Space Jam. Like, you know, toons have a very interesting powers where, like, if you die, it's not necessarily, you can reconstitute yourself. You can fucking stretch unbelievably, anthropomorphize and different shit. It's kind of like what I thought was cool about Drawn Together was that almost every character was representative of a different form of, like,
the Toon World.
Of yeah. Toon yeah. World, right? And they had respective powers.
Even Xander, that's that nigga's name.
Yeah, Xander, the anime nigga.
Xander ruined donuts.
Just name off all the characters.
Oh, actually, yeah, let's give an intro for some people don't remember Drawn Together. So let's see if we can. Because I just
locked it away.
Yeah, right. No, no, no. There's parts that should be locked away.
Jesus. All right, no. So let's start with the Superman.
It was
character.
A fucking close up of his ass, but it was a donut.
So obviously we got Xander. He was the anime-ish character who represented.
That was Ling Ling, nigga. Ling Ling was more so. Ling Ling
was like representative.
Ling Ling was anime.
Yeah. Anime. Well, what are we saying?
There is video games.
So yes. Ling Ling was a Pikachu-esque, like anime-esque character.
Right.
Oh, Xander was video games because yes. He was like because Link.
He was Zelda.
Yeah.
He was like
Link
for a fucking Link.
Yeah.
Except he's gay.
Did I say Zelda? Yeah.
He did. So Xander. What's the Superman character's name?
Captain Hero.
My nigga is good, man. That's all I got.
He's also the voice actor of Crash Bandicoot and the Insane Trilogy. So, yeah.
Ah, yeah, he is. I'm going to fucking figure.
Yeah. He's also good. Wacko for anybody.
What?
Yeah. That makes him Greg Paulson. Is that Greg Paulson? Don't listen to me.
Yeah, I was like, hold on a second. I was not going to be chugging out voice actor names because I guarantee you a nigga was going to get them wrong. All right. So Captain Hero, Foxy Brown.
I believe which
that's
Cree.
That's Cree Summers.
Penny from Inspector.
Yeah,
Gadget,
it's
right?
Definitely Cree Summers. Yeah. Which is wild.
Ram that son of a bitch. she's also number 5 from the Kids.
Yes.
Story.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. She's also Susie Carmichael.
Yes, she's every black character ever. She's every black female character ever.
Also, she's voicing herself in Codename Kids Next Door because she's also Cree.
Like her. Yes.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, right. Cree Summers. Yeah.
No, we get it. Yes. Move on.
Huh. Right. Sorry.
There's others.
Yeah, okay. Foxy Brown. There's... What genre of cartoon would we say that Foxy Brown
I
is,
think
though?
She's like the 1970s fucking like
Scooby Doo or
mystery solving guy.
Yes, I got you. Which makes sense. Yeah, because she was in a Pussycat Dolls esque band. Yeah. I forgot about that. She's every black character in those. I got you. Hanna-Barbera almost.
Yes. There we go. That's the one.
Yeah. And then all right. Foxy Brown, princess.
Which is
Disney.
Princess Claire. Yeah, Disney.
She's Disney for sure, which is wild because that bitch has got all sorts of shit going on where, like.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Like she's over.
Jess Hernell, by the way. That's the nigga's name. But anyway.
Jess Hernell. Okay, got you. Foxy Brown, Toot. Who's
rubber
era, yeah,
exactly. Nice rubber hose, goddamn, yeah. Good word.
You didn't know that you didn't play Cuphead?
No, I mean, I did. I was just the word itself was escaping me, yeah. But
there's Woldor, the Looney Tunes,
yes,
there is Woldor.
Woldor
that's
the
guy
weirdo.
I was suppressing,
yeah. The mascot,
that's the guy putting the vote,
the mascot,
Acme.
What
Looney
he was always
shit.
Fucking holding, like a was it inflatable balloons, a doorknob,
yeah, no, he has a doorknob, like I guess has a tail or something.
Yeah,
and
the old fucking yeah. No, what was his dick though? Like his dick was obviously.
I don't want to talk about.
Oh no,
it,
yeah, the whole masturbation.
Yes, that was what I was remembering. It was like
he just
right.
Licks his nose and then he's just like.
His shit was fucking complicated.
And there's the pig. I forgot his
Hammy.
Name.
Hammy. Which was it? Hammy. Ham.
I feel like him. Yeah, I think it's just like
because like he is the irreverent cartoon. Like he is, I think that genre.
Like a 90, like no, like a Flash cartoon.
Spanky Ham.
Yes, Spanky Ham. That's his name. He's the.
I was thinking of top 5 with Chris Rock.
Oh shit! Yeah, yeah.
He played a fictional character named Hammy.
Yeah,
he was like, it's Hammy time.
Yeah,
Spanky.
No. He's supposed to represent like Flash cartoons of that era.
Of
like
that era and shit.
Yeah. Because he's always the
Homestar Runner, all that bullshit. Like,
mm-hmm.
He's the meta-est motherfucker around. Like,
yeah, because there's a
that was that era
episode where he gets uploaded a virus because he's from
that computer era.
Yeah,
so like,
so,
which
yeah.
I love the dynamic in the house. Like, I thought that shit was fun. Captain Hero being like effeminate. like in closed doors and shit like that. Because every time something would wild happen, you're like,
nah, he was definitely stealing? A bi-curious young lady.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a partner, like a dude that showed up and he was like, he was like his partner and they had feelings for each other? It's like they were confused about the situation. Was that,
why did I lock that
or on? Or was that Xander?
No, it was Xander because he, it was a fucking episode where like
him and Captain Hero,
he left, but then it's Captain Hero again, but with glasses, and he has like a whole different personality.
Because he's Clark, it's the Clark Kent joke. Like
his alter ego, yes, of the bi-curious.
Yeah. Exactly. His alter ego was the one that slept with Xander, and then they had a whole thing because Xander was feeling like neglected. Yeah. And shit.
Wow, I did suppress this. I did lock this away in the vault, huh?
I watched the shit out of Drawn Together.
No, man. I did too. But I put that shit in the vault.
No, it's easy too because goddamn was it influential and wild. Like I still say Arabasi. Like Arabasi.
No, I get it. That was Tara Strong.
Yeah.
Pretending to be Japanese. Yeah. When's the day we're gonna cancel Tara Strong?
Yo.
When's the day? The
funny thing about it is that there's reports that she's a bitch.
Yeah, no.
Like, I wouldn't blame her. She's hot. Like,
I mean, what? She's crazy.
I would assume that because her she has so many voice roles.
Yeah.
Like a lot of them.
Shout out Tommy Pickles.
She's got a bunch of roles, bro. There's nothing. If I watch a cartoon, I assume Tara Strong's
in there. She's like, I'm definitely probably going to hear Tara Strong. I'm probably going to hear Cree Summer. Like, you know.
Maybe Steve Bloom.
Steve Bloom might be in there, but that nigga's getting that money in anime.
I mean.
Actually, no. Video games. That nigga loves. Like, oh my God. They love that nigga in video games.
Well, yeah. He's got a great voice.
Yeah. Also, he's great for background. You know, background characters. Him and Sean Schimmel. Like the voice of Goku, them niggas get it in as far as
Sean Schimmel, not so much anymore.
Not so much anymore, but like I remember hearing this nigga is like not Crocus, but somebody. It's like a member of Guts
the Normandy band. Fucking.
No, in Berserk, he's a member of Guts band.
Yeah, no, he's a bunch of niggas in Berserk.
Yeah,
I'm not worried. That was the 90s. He was getting work in the 90s.
He was getting it in.
How much work is Sean Schimmel getting now? It's like, you're the voice of Goku, right?
Goku, right?
Yeah, we need another Shonen protagonist.
Nah, meanwhile, Steve Bloom is so many motherfucking main characters.
He's more versatile, but I'm not here. This is not the voice actor pipe.
Yeah, sorry. You're very right. It's all in cartoons, but I mean,
save
Western
it for
mostly.
The next nigga that's going to be a voice actor.
Western mostly. But no, Drawn Together was crazy because, like, it was a cartoon.
Is
so
that
like,
all the characters?
Yes.
There's a lot of side characters like the princess's vagina monster.
You didn't even talk about Claire.
Yeah, we did talk about Claire.
We briefly touched on Claire.
Well, what else?
Because she was the Disney. She was the Disney character.
But what else?
I'm
mentioning.
She had like strong Christian overtones, but like
I'm mentioning her now because like she like her purity situation. She has a vagina monster like that had a voice. Like,
you really want to talk about this vagina monster?
I'm just saying. Remember the voice actor for that? He was like the Barry White of voice actors at the time in deep black voice.
Kevin, whatever the fuck.
I don't remember what the fuck, but he was. Yeah. And then whose vagina monster was she bonding with? Or was that Xander's anus monster?
No. What? No.
Did Xander have an anus?
No, hey, you're out the deep end, buddy.
No. So because of this vagina monster, they try to have a batch. God, fucking damn it! I hate. Why is it called a vagina monster? They had to. They ended up doing like a bachelorette.
It was a bachelorette.
A match because in order for her to cure her vagina monster, she has to find true love. Yeah, so they have a bachelorette party, which they found one dude with a penis monster instead of a vagina monster.
But they didn't get along.
They didn't get along.
Get along, right. And it was the fake Donald Trump baby that was the.
Fuck me, man. That I repressed.
Yeah, it was the Donald Trump baby that was the proctoring the situation. It was the apprentice. It was a fucking. Is it the apprentice? I don't fucking know.
It was like the bachelor mixed with the apprentice because, like, again, they came for everything.
This is a great episode.
That show went for everything.
Hey, Villa, do you remember that episode? Do you remember that shit?
I remember Drawn Together.
I remember Drawn Together, and that's about the whole of it. You know what I'm saying? I remember the characters vaguely. I remember waking up late at night in the crevice of the bed and just looking up, be like, what is on the TV?
Praise God. Praise God. That's crazy.
He does move the crevice.
The crevice. Yo, if you don't got multiple fucking siblings and you slept in the same bed, you don't know shit about a crevice.
I'm going to wedge myself in there. Because I'm not falling off the
bed. I'm not falling off the bed. Fuck y'all. I'm getting up against that wall.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to wedge my arm.
That's crazy.
And my leg into the wall.
That's crazy. It's a good show. I mean, why did it get canceled?
It had multiple seasons, like yeah. I think at least four.
Three,
four
I think.
Three. I think the fourth was the cancellation, like when they jumped the shark.
Well, they always do like a cancellation. Yeah. Like they have like a season finale and they just do like clips of all the.
Yeah. You know, oh my God. Shit. It was but always.
They did have a movie. I never watched that movie.
I didn't watch it either. Damn, I need to watch that motherfucker. Yeah. Hey, look, man, motherfuckers, hey, we might, just because we had such a fun time talking about this shit, we could do that like as a Discord party. Like we get together, do a watch together.
Boy, are you looking you are hopeful.
Nah,
yes,
yeah.
three seasons. It's okay. Three seasons.
Yeah.
Three seasons in a movie, that's not a bad run. That's not a bad run.
No, it was a great run.
Because I mean, I say not a bad run, but you got things like The Simpsons, you got things like Family Guy and American Dad, that was over 10 seasons.
It's mostly because Drawn Together.
It was Comedy Central, yeah.
Yeah, it was Comedy Central. And we're already
paying for South Park, so we're not trying to fucking pay anybody else.
Yeah, then also I think it just maybe got a bit too.
They would go off the deep end.
They would get real out there, real out in the weeds, and we're like, oh,
I remember
shit.
That Foxy Brown. And this is what I was gonna say something earlier, but fuck it, I'm here already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Foxy Brown, when she was teaching Claire how to masturbate.
Oh yeah,
I thought it was Wildor.
Was it Wildor?
Yeah, it was Wildor.
One of the motherfuckers.
Never because. They found him humping everything in the kitchen and he doesn't know how to masturbate.
And she was trying to tell him how to give himself some
and
release.
She cooked a piece of chicken on her shit.
God damn.
And just eats the chicken like that's some finger.
That's some finger.
And I was watching that shit like I have no idea I'm supposed to fucking feel about
am
this.
Am I supposed
shit.
To
he brings out a lightsaber that had the lightsaber and then a dolphin?
Yeah, right. And it never occurred to me that it was actually a dolphin. I was just like, whatever the fuck that is.
That weird thing is. Also, can we talk about why we just kept adding animals to sex toys?
Because
remember the rabbits.
What do you mean by that?
I was saying
he's talking about like.
No, I get what he means. No, he needs to say it out loud.
Yeah, I'm going to. I promise. We're not like fucking animals, but like. So on
we're
a lot
fucked.
Of on dildos, on phallic objects used to insert into vaginas or anuses, they would always add these like little attachments, right? And it wouldn't just be like another phallic shape. It'd be like a fucking rabbit with like ears and it's all like fucking plastic or gelatin.
It's still a phallic shape.
It's a phallic-ish shape, yeah. But it's got like phallic. It's dolphins are phallic? That's crazy.
Kind of, I don't know.
I mean, I guess. I mean,
they're like the other animals that enjoy, you know, fucking each other for this. Just for the sake
yes,
of
but like
dolphins
I'm a human. I'm a human, and when I look down at my fucking anus and or vagina, and I look at this motherfucking
how you
dolphin
looking at the anus
because. Oh, yeah. You never heard of a nigga putting his legs up?
I'm not doing this with you.
You ever heard? Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
I'm not doing this with
this
you.
Nigga
I'm not doing this with you.
Revealing how sexually curious he is. Like,
this nigga tried to fucking create a narrative. He wants a narrative so bad.
But if you lay on your back and you put one leg up, there we go. And you put the other leg up. Oh, this motherfucker nasty. Never mind.
Yeah, no. Move on with your life. We're not keeping this section. This is gonna be a bitch to edit.
You can put things in your anus and still look down and see it.
I'm certain you possibly could.
Yeah.
There was a simpler way to show me that. But
yeah. Point. Excuse me. Have you? Have I what? Go ahead and ask that. No, put the mic in his mouth.
Here.
I just have a question. Have you ever done that?
Put something in my ass?
I know you have.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm not prepared for the answer to this question, so we can move on.
You guys are.
Because I don't think you remember. Yeah, you know I mean? me and Crown are both the age where we like looked up to you like some idiots.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, no, we looked up to you, but we know it's a mistake now. Yeah. I remember the day it was me, Crown, and what's your name? And we were walking home, and we were all like, Crown, I think, ass was like, hey, what does a vagina feel like? And he was like, it's like the it's like the underside of your tongue. And immediately, all three of us were like, hands and mouth.
another like folklore that you can tell a person's nipple color by looking at
their lips.
I was passing down wisdom, man, but it's true, actually, yo.
No, but you were giving like piece of shit wisdom.
Nipple color, lip color, same thing.
The same thing.
No, they're the same thing.
It's frequently
elbow
the same
too.
Thing.
Elbow too, apparently.
And this is why we don't listen to you anymore.
Some of it be true though. So with a situation like Drawn Together, I see how it could fall off because again, with the network that's behind it not having the resources to kind of keep it up, yeah. Especially with the writers, like you said, kind of going off the fucking deep end sometimes. It's hard to keep up because I don't think anybody parents was fucking writing in like, you traumatized my baby.
I don't know how much mom knew that I was watching.
Oh, mom definitely knew I was not, did not know I was watching like nearly as much adult cartoons or adult animation.
Right.
Like that I was. Like I was definitely staying up. Do you guys remember what adult animation used to be? Like Daria, technically, I don't think it's for kids.
Daria is not for kids, but it's not like that far off the
yeah, it's like,
it's MTV era shit.
It's like the more not explicit, but like more mature fucking.
I put Daria and King of the Hill in the same box.
That's another one. That's like a situation where it's like, King of the Hill is not necessarily risque, but it is in some ways. Like narrow urethras, that's shit that you gotta like.
I wouldn't say that's risque per se.
No, but I'm saying, but yeah, here's the deal. If our stepfather would balk at it a little bit, like.
Yeah, but he's, you know what I mean?
He's nasty.
I don't care, but he's still, once again, look at you showing up for company. Every time you get around some fucking company, you start acting up. No, more so, Daria depicts real life in an exaggerated way. King of the Hill depicts real life in an exaggerated way.
Do you remember Dilbert?
I don't give a fuck about Dilbert.
No, I mean, like, do you
Crown, you give a fuck about Dilbert?
No, I mean, there you go.
Tie. Weird head. Tie glasses.
Yeah, he had sticky notes, notepads, everything.
Yeah, I know. He had very a cartoon, popular.
In a comic strip too.
Yeah, I know. He originated.
That's what he meant.
Comic, but he also had a cartoon. But I remember seeing a few episodes. But it's like that. Again, I was a kid when I saw it.
Yeah, it wasn't as interesting.
I don't fucking get it.
I'm not an office worker. That's the thing. I don't work in a fucking office.
Workplace humor for niggas that's not in there. Yeah. It's not Baby Blues where you're like watching it. And
ooh,
like,
Baby Blues.
That is a...
Baby Blues. See, that was a good era. Not what happened, but like remember that era of Adult Swim where it was like Mission Hill.
Hold on.
Home videos.
Yeah, home movies. Home movies.
It's called Home Movies.
Like, so you got Brandon. Home Movies, Mission Hill,
Oblongs.
What else was in
they
that vein?
They had Futurama for a bit.
I put Oblongs and Futurama in the same,
same vein.
Because that's where I saw
Man, and Oblongs, didn't it have like a natural conclusion? Like, didn't it like...
It lasted a season.
Yeah, it just stopped.
Yeah. Damn. It was just easy to put it in syndication because it was a season.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to watch any of them in order.
Because they weren't necessarily like a fucking linear story. It was more so like
it's just some freak family.
Which, like, you know what's crazy? I will relate Oblong's humor very much to like Bob's Burgers humor.
Yeah, I would. I
think they're super similar. Like,
Oblong's is definitely the progenitor of like Bob's Burgers and like other grotesque looking fucking.
That
nigga had no legs. Yes, it was grotesque.
I mean, Oblongs was wild because it was like, all right, cool. Like, we'll take the fucking literal bottom of the barrel family, right? And we'll use the template of like, oh, this is a family sitcom type situation, and we'll fucking put them in a fucking nuclear waste dump, and like just give them all sorts of disabilities and shit, and just go from there. Like Milo, is that his name?
Milo.
That nigga's story, his soft spot is like a soft spot in my heart. Like I literally be thinking about Milo sometimes.
Right.
Oh my god. And what was the name of that horny ass friend is?
Did he have a horny
friend? He had a horny friend with no bottom jaw.
Oh, No.
She had no bottom jaw and she spit everywhere.
She always spits. I don't know her
and
name.
And she's like, she was very much so like, just very curious. She wanted...
Yeah.
What? Like, so, hold on. Oblongs.
Moral.
Moral Oral is that Oh, look at this nigga.
No, yeah, I hopped in. But yeah, Moral Oral is actually a show that I revisited here recently because, like,
HBO Max has it and it's fucking dope. Like, you can go back and look at it.
It has a lot of like very good themes in it. In a weird
way. Everything bad happens to Oral. everything bad happens to Oral.
This man's faith is so damn...
Yeah, so strong that nigga goes in, and when it finally breaks... When it finally breaks,
now,
my nigga...
That's a show with some continuity to it. I'm not going to lie.
No, that show's a linear... Not a linear storyline, but I guess it does have...
It has character arcs.
Yeah, the arcs itself, like, the growth is important. Like... I'm out. Fuck his little brother, though.
You talking about more Oral?
Yeah.
I was actually just rewatching more Oral. I've been rewatching for the past 2 weeks.
I need to rewatch it because, like, I watch more Oral.
Remember that episode? Never mind.
The same way I watch
Dragon Ball Z. No, I don't want to lose anything.
I don't want to remember episodes. That's what
more Oral's fucked up.
More Oral sucks his balls. Like,
there's an episode where he impregnates half the town.
Yes. Yes. He did. With a cake.
With a turkey baster.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, no, it's fucked up. It's very fucked. It's very, very fucked up. Season 1's not so great.
He did necromancy to bring back the dead. And
yeah, and they were all zombies.
Prayed first before they take a
bite. But everybody was only mad that they were naked. Yeah. Nobody cared that they were zombies. They were just
mad that they were naked.
Yeah, it's fucked. Jesus. It's a very fucked series.
And the fact that he ends with like a limp.
But it's like, good. It's really good. Moral is really good.
I would argue that it's one of the best claymation.
After season one, it's really fucking good.
Well, do you feel like it took them that whole season to actually nail down what they were thinking about?
And this is the market of adult animation at the time. I stole one of your key tips, brother.
There's like 500 in that box.
No, you're not wrong. But this is the market of like adult animation at the time. Okay. You kind of like... People were buying the most raunchy show that they could buy at the time.
Very much so.
And if you weren't the most raunchy...
South Park. I think South Park really set that up.
Because everybody wanted the next South Park. A lot of people were like, oh, we want the next Family Guy. Like, no, they were trying to make the next...
Remember Crank Anchors? Like people were... And that's puppets. Like, it's not animation, but I'm just saying that, like, people saw South Park and were like, oh, shit, this is a gold mine. People will pay for shit jokes. People will pay for fucking the most debaucherous shit.
Well, they wanted a long-term show with some heart. But it could also be like fucked up.
Exactly. And so you had things like Aqua Teen, which is crazy that it lasted so long.
Saying that Aqua Teen has a heart is crazy.
I would say that it does.
Where?
Meatwad. Meatwad is an innocent, like innocence in
battle.
He's a child. Yeah. And literally the entire
that's
show.
That's the word we're using?
Yeah.
All right, we'll use that word today.
I'm saying that Meatwad's journey through this entire setup of Aqua Teen Hunger Force is probably the heart of the show. I would give it that. I think that fucking Shake is the ego and fucking Master Shake is kind of the meta. I'm not Master Shake is the ego. Frylock is the meta.
And Carl's just the
Carl is white supremacy.
This nigga has been on the internet. Around. You've been on the internet for a long time, man. You've been doing a lot of internet shit lately, yeah.
No, I don't think Carl's the white supremacy. But no, like, I don't know. Is Carl us? Is Carl us?
Carl is partially us. I would say parts of Carl is like the audience, and the other half is just like the most degenerate side of fucking.
Which I feel like is the audience. That's the thing. It's like we're here to watch the fucking fry shake and the meatball fucking like fuck off as much as possible.
Doing whatever.
We're next door neighbors to these motherfuckers essentially because we watch their exploits and their antics the entire time. Like, so
we're gonna get involved one way or the other, even whether we like it or not.
Yeah, right.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force is Carl's fucking dream.
I think my favorite episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force is the one where they're like doing bar trivia.
Wayne the Brain or something.
Dwayne the Brain McClane. At the very end, I don't know what it was about this fucking segment that stuck with me, but Wayne fucking won everything. He was all like, Wayne has bar dollars. And I was like, damn, this is the saddest shit I've ever seen in my fucking life.
I will say this. Aqua Teen Hunger Force gave me my love for MC Chris.
Stop it.
No, I still love MC Chris. I still love MC Chris to this day.
For
to
the
this
shorties.
Fucking day. I wanted to go see him because he's talking about that was his last. He just did his like last tour this year. Mm-hmm. Like, last tour. He's also doing like a cool ass thing where he's selling a fucking dope ass like flash drive. I mean, it's like it's an external hard drive with all his music, all of it, including like fucking like everything, his entire discography, fucking Aqua Teen Hunger Force stuff, fucking all this random spoof shit, all of it. And he's just selling that shit. And like mass produced. And I think that's a fucking fantastic idea because there's too many times I went out there and jumped on fucking Pirate Bay or something like that and just grabbed a discography.
Just stole it.
just grabbed a discography.
I mean, and I know this ain't the plot for this, but that's my favorite artist. He occupies a genre that is not very profitable. So
I feel like he's one of, Donald Glover's first big feature.
Don't do that.
He's Donald Glover's first big feature.
I guess if you want to call it big.
It was. MC Chris was huge at the time.
All right, whatever you say.
Fats Vet was almost platinum, nigga.
No, that's shit. That shit did like the lunch lady listens
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I mean, look, I need more I need more individuals from the Caucasus Mountains to probably discuss this situation like in depth. But you know,
no. Please tell me why you need that. Because I mean,
because I'm not trying
to stay out of MC Chris. I promise you, I don't want this to have too much stuff. Because I think he's a talented guy.
No, I love MC Chris.
Right? Okay, I like him.
I love him.
He didn't change my life.
I didn't say he changed my fucking life. Right.
He didn't do that much for me. But, you know, like I don't know. I think he's a talented guy. I just think that he didn't bridge the gap between nerd music and music.
No, I'll agree. But I think that he did a really interesting thing for nerd music and comedy.
He did cool stuff. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was like, hey, look.
He did a lot when the standard was low.
Yes. And I think that that's kind of how people
and
get
in
on the
And then when the standard got high, higher, he didn't elevate the standard.
I'm saying that, like, people that get on the ground floor can be, like, I feel like we can give their props. Look, everybody, fucking hip-hop historians ride KRS-One's dick, right?
I don't.
I'm saying hip-hop historians, nigga.
Okay.
Hip-hop historians. I wouldn't call you not a hip-hop historian, but I would say that.
I would say this. Debatably, MC Chris is not up there with the MF Dooms or the KRS-One.
But he was in the same class.
Or Open Mike Eagles.
He was in the same class. He was in the same class.
As in the same year or like the years that they were prominent?
I'm saying that in like classes, like if you had to look at it the same way we have like hip hop classes, right? Like you have XXL freshman, whatever the fuck.
Right.
MF Doom, right? Popping on, like, excuse me. We all know. Let's just be fucking 100%. You niggas didn't fuck with MF Doom the way that you fuck with Drake. You niggas didn't fuck with MF Doom the way you fuck with Rich Homie Quan.
That's not true. There's a lot of people in that circle.
Let's discuss MF Doom and how the nigga passed, all right? Let's discuss.
Can I have your vape? Can I hit your vape, bro? Can I get the code to your hotspot?
Here you go. Let's talk about the fact that MF Doom, like, right? Everybody can give some props. People got some cool fucking MF Doom stories, but that nigga didn't blow up the way we all knew. The talent didn't match the motherfucking success.
Partially.
I'll say that. The nigga was a genius. The nigga was a fucking genius.
MF Doom's fan base is loyal.
Absolutely. But let's talk about the percentage of like people that like hip hop. What would you say that like? I think the MF Doom occupies like a 10-15% ratio of the hip hop.
Define hip hop because there's many subgenres.
So let's go underground. Let's just talk about underground. Let's go.
Okay,
let's go
but
there.
Whenever you say underground, that could be like MF Doom. That could be Mos Def.
That could be Suicide Boys. There's a lot of shit that occupies that vein, right? People will list MF Doom as their respect, but how much MF Doom do they have on their playlist?
That nigga was number one on my Spotify.
I get that. But if you look at the general population,
I just know that he was Blue Blood. He was the allegory for Blue Blood.
If you look at the general population, you know goddamn well MF Doom did not get as much respect as he probably deserved.
I think he got respect in the circles that it mattered.
In the circles that he cared about, yes. Yeah. What I'm not gonna do is shit on MF Doom's fucking life experience, right?
Yeah, no, they'd kill you.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say that nigga died fucking penniless and poor. I'm not saying that at all, right?
Boy.
I don't say that at all. But what I will say is that MF Doom was super underground, all right? He was not fucking universally fucking loved, all right? And I will say that he was in the same class as MC Chris. Now, I will not say
this
that they
are... This is all an attempt for you to legitimize MC Chris.
cutting like a motherfucker for this white dude. But yeah.
Is MC Chris white?
Yes, MC Chris is white.
Okay.
He's short, white.
He had a really good Kingdom Hearts 2 rant that I like that one.
That is another thing that gave me a big appreciation for fucking.
And this is very formative MC media Chris. For you.
So it was. It was. It's a part of my fucking humor. It formed me. I'll say it. MC Chris changed my goddamn life.
That's a sick sentence. God.
Who are you?
I want candy, bubblegum, and taffy. Skip to the sweet shop with my sweetheart, Sandy.
Went on LimeWire.
Got my pennies.
Gave my grandma's computer AIDS.
A virus. For that song, for Sirloin. I can't talk about cartoons without mentioning some of the voice actors, some of the opportunities, because the arc that MCP Vance has as a voice actor through Aqua Teen Hunger Force is some of my favorite through lines, because that's one of the only continuity portions that they have.
Spider, then yes. He was
a cow.
Was it?
Yeah, he was a cow. Sirloin. That's Sirloin. Because he's like, yo, bring me your poo poo, your doo doo. I'm like,
this is what you want to die for?
Then he was an old guy that Dracula bit. He was like, oh. He runs out and is like, hey, man, it's getting really hot here.
Yes, nigga.
No, you're not wrong. And I'm not trying to take the beloved flowers away from MC Chris and say that this was not his first celebrity. He did do the awesome for the mystery team.
That was again Donald Glover's Childish Gambino's first big feature. And that goes to show how much respect MC Chris deserves, because if you respect Donald Glover's opinion, that means that you have to respect that MC Chris was dope enough to be featured.
Okay, got you. All right. I'll let you have it. You can have it forever.
Died on that hill.
I'm not gonna fucking fight for MC Chris.
Fight for Arrogance.
There's better things to fight for.
MF Doom.
I'll fight for Jabber Jaw before I fight for MC Chris.
I'll fight for Speed Buggy
before I fight for MC Chris. Wyclef John. Fight for him way before I fight for MC Chris. Any nigga that showed up on Groovies, I'll fight for him before I fight for MC Chris. Hold on.
Which brings me to my next point. Y'all remember Harvey Birdman, attorney at law.
Yeah, it's a great show.
I thought that was one of the, like, I thought that was a really cool portion of Adult Swim where they were taking IPs, right? Like Hanna-Barbera. They were taking things and, like, we were repursing.
What? Nigga.
He's about to say Space Ghost, Coast to Coast,
which needs its flowers, because technically we wouldn't have.
It was the first Adult Swim.
We don't have C-Lab. Yeah. We don't have fucking Aqua Teen. We don't have any of that shit.
Or the Brack Show.
Or the Brack Show. Fuck me, the Brack Show, man. Brack Show. God damn.
He had a Spaniard father.
His dad, man. Yeah, Hector, was it Poppy? Hector. Hector was that nigga's name.
Zorak was trying to bang Zorak's mom.
Brack's mom? Because she was kind of bad. that, I don't know. That Bob was doing it for me.
There's that robot just like dashed anytime.
You know what's crazy? I think Brack's mom might be a non-binary icon.
Damn. Yeah. Because she wasn't. They don't necessarily have a gender.
I mean, they're cats.
I forgot they're fucking cats.
Yeah.
What the shit?
They're cats.
Brad was really interested in the Powerpuff Girls movie. Yeah. All those commercials where he's like, we got Fireball Dudes.
Before the
Powerpuff Girls
movie. It was really no man's land for that. We're never going to experience another time period.
Yeah, no. I don't feel like animation is going to do that again. I don't say we're never going to experience another time for that, because like what I think that happened was that we had so many IPs cartoon-wise that we could fill in spoofs, that we had opportunities to kind of make the jokes, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe in 20 years, it could be funny to get a Nickelodeon-style like spoof show. Like spoof characters of like Danny Phantom shit to that degree.
They're not gonna do that.
I don't know. I mean, we can't say they're not, because at the same time, I don't know what the fuck. I almost said it. I almost literally did the reveal right now. Like, I'm saying that like in 10 to 15 years, we don't know what the fuck our kids or people around are gonna be like interested in, or whether or not they're gonna like go back and be like, this shit was hilarious and can be, because Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, like who took Birdman, right, who was a Hanna-Barbera superhero, and just decided, yo, well, I guess because of Space Ghost.
I'll say this, that like Birdman, C-Lab, all those things, a lot of the appeal came from like knowing that it was probably an adult thing and you were indulging in it as a child. I don't think that kids have that connection anymore. I think that most things that are created today are created for both adults and children.
Mm. Because, I mean, like, I don't know. It's hard to let... I feel like it's hard to let... I'm related to, like, drug dealing. It's hard to let go of a fiend, right? Like, if a motherfucker is buying and they're buying heavily...
All right,
and,
you have my attention, but you don't have it locked.
What I'm saying is that, like, so, right, you got a motherfucker hooked, right? They're on the fucking score. They're your return customer, right? They're coming back for the drugs on a regular basis, all right? So you get that motherfucker hooked, right? You're only making money off of that one motherfucker, right? But they're a return and repeat customer. So you keep that motherfucker in mind when you do deals. You keep that motherfucker in mind when you like pick up coke, because they're going to be the people that are likely the most honest with you about said product, about what you're kind of putting out. Now, at the same time, you want more motherfuckers, right? Yeah. You want more people. So how do you get that shit happening? Either A, you find that motherfucker, like, who do you know? Obviously, you know, you might be taking it to different people. You might be taking that shit around. So like, who is yours? You're trying to spread like that word of mouth type situation. I'm talking about drugs really heavy.
No, I get it. I get what you're saying.
But what I'll say with this is that like, so you got Hanna-Barbera Space Ghost, right? That's the initial dope. That's the initial crack, right? That he's like, okay, cool. People were interested in this at a time frame, right? So as audiences evolve, as kids get older, right? Or as that fiend progresses in their time frame, right? They're going to be looking either A, to share the experience. They're going to be looking for a way to fucking enhance the experience. You're going to want to do something different. So you go in and you say, okay, fuck it. You like this? Well, let me try this. This is Coke Classic. Like, you got Coke, Classic. Either way. Or it's like, hey, look, we got fucking people who get different flavors of weed. Like, it's like, motherfuckers really hitting on this sativa. Let me try the indica on the ass just to switch it up. Like, when it comes to like shit like Space Ghost, I feel like with that, they were like, hey, look, we've got this series. It did really well in the past, right? How do we convert this? Well, these niggas are older now, right? So let's go ahead and give them a bit of irreverence. Let's add that to it. Let's add a bit of like maturity, right? Yeah. Let's give them a bit more.
I think that's more so to hook people who are aware of that. Because, like, when I was a kid, I didn't give a fuck that. And it never occurred to me that Space Ghost was another character from a long time ago.
It's true. I
remember seeing an actual episode of Space Ghost, like him fighting, like, whatever boss or villain or whatever at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, when does Zorak come in?
It never occurred to me that, like... Space Ghost was another property from beforehand. Like, I knew that it was, but I never once was like, let me go watch an episode of Space Ghost.
I'll agree. Space Ghost was not like that for me.
Even but Zorak, Brack.
Harvey Birdman for me.
Moltar.
Moltar, but the reason that Moltar was stuck out of
Tsunami,
my mind,
yeah.
He hosted Tsunami.
But I never once was like, let me go look at his old shit.
Yeah.
I did. Because they had Space Ghost on Tsunami for a very small amount of time.
No, I get it.
Yeah, that was a very small amount
of time. I'm aware.
And I'm not saying...
But I wasn't watching Space Ghost. I was watching Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
No.
I wasn't ever compelled to watch Harvey Birdman. I was like... I don't think he was ever just Harvey
Birdman. No, he wasn't. He was just Birdman.
He was just Birdman.
Yeah, he was just Birdman. No. Yeah. It was just Birdman. And for me, because you got Birdman. What the fuck? The Falcon? Blue Falcon. That was his name. That's another show that I also watched, because I guess it's because I grew up in the Huckleberry Finn era, that kind of shit.
I didn't grow up.
I was a baby, but I have memories of like Huckleberry Finn.
I remember watching episodes of Huckleberry Finn, and I remember watching episodes of Harvey Birdman. Like, oh,
it's just Birdman. That,
whatever. I'm talking about Harvey Birdman.
But that's the thing. Is like, as I watched Harvey Birdman, I was realizing, I was like, clicked for me. I was like, oh, these are characters I remember from like other
sporadic Boomerang commercials.
But they weren't, it wasn't Boomerang. That's the thing. Boomerang is the network that they formed after the for nostalgia. They were like, let's take all these Hanna-Barbera
characters. Yes, I agree, but it wasn't nostalgia for me, and that's something I was arguing with mom about earlier today. It was just like, hey, look.
Oh, it's the difference between nostalgia and something new.
I'm experiencing
for
this for the first time, yeah, so it's not nostalgia. Like,
you might be experiencing nostalgia. I am not. This is new. I get it. All right, yeah. So it was, and I'll say the appeal for Harvey Birdman for me wasn't the nostalgia factor, because these characters, though I knew some of them, it was never a situation of like.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to watch fucking C-Lab because I remember
Garrick.
C-Lab.
Shout out Garrick, man. Got a great name. I got to take a piss. Y'all keep it rolling.
Hey, no, I'm going to keep it rolling. But just be prepared for whatever. Villain, take over the mic. There you go.
Okay, let's go. Tag in.
Villain, how you been feeling lately?
I've been...
No, tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel about the conversation. Don't fuck
No. I think that this honestly is great because it reins in a lot of the memories I have of adult animation before I was an adult. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, I was just like, wow, cartoons. But, like, looking back on a lot of the things now, I'm like, wow, this shit is genuinely funny to me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, and to this day, like, it's still funny to me. Like, you know, C-Lab is funnier to me now as an adult than it was when I was a kid.
Well, for example,
also not my proudest pet.
I don't even know what C-Lab is. Like, you say C-Lab, that's one of the ones that I don't remember. But like, Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, Space Ghost Coast to Coast, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, these are all ones that I remember.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force is barely a memory thing.
Because they're still going, believe it or not.
Well, No. Even then, like, when Aqua Teen was first conceptualized, it wasn't like to create a show. It was like a one-off group of people that they brought in on Space Ghost once.
Right, and then it ended up growing into its own show because people fucked with it so much.
I don't know if it was because people fucked with it so much.
Well, that's another thing that I was looking at whenever y'all were having the talk about IPs that might end up getting like a spoof version on down the line. Like, whenever LJ was saying that, maybe not like Danny Phantom or one of the ones that were more serious.
Definitely not Danny Phantom. I don't know what the fuck that nigga was talking about.
There's definitely going to be a SpongeBob spoof down the line.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's... And there is on the internet already, but like a lot of the older IPs, maybe even Codename Kid Next Door. Like, what the fuck are all these kids doing?
I won't be surprised if like other Cartoon Network fucking IPs end up getting spoofed along the line as like, because the same shit that's happening in this is the boy should be hearing this, but fuck it. Yeah. The same shit that kind of happened to Space Ghost and Brack and like all those other things, I can easily see getting ready to happen in the next like 5 years. You know what I mean?
What, though?
Because, like, modern cartoon audiences, they're not, like, investing in the IP as much as, like, the previous generation, right?
Right, right.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, because, well, TV isn't as much of a consumed medium as it was once upon a time.
Right, and TV still needs to be, like, you know, like, we still need TV. Like, people are still going to try to create TV programming. So I think the next step is trying to like redo that same thing, right? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they like create, let's think of a dead end, like Johnny Bravo gets a fucking Space Ghost themed or Space Ghost.
Johnny Bravo would be great, honestly, because Johnny Bravo was a Mac, you know what I'm saying? And like being older, growing up and realizing like actual troubles and woes of dating today, like Johnny Bravo.
And I could easily see him getting like a Space Ghost type fucking tie, like a
dating show. That would be fucking hilarious.
But like, I don't know if they're like nearly as creative as they were at the time to create a show like that,
because a lot of the people who were actually making those shows aren't those people anymore. They're people who are our age.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's actually really smart.
Well, I was gonna say, excuse me, if we were gonna do if they were thinking about doing like a Johnny Bravo style, like, but Johnny Bravo, like a style of
let's make sure we loop you in real quick.
No, I got you. I was listening the whole time while I was peeing. But no, a Johnny Bravo style dating show, right? The only way I feel like it could work is if they operate in the Cartoon Network expanded universe. Because like, remember, like when Cartoon and that kind of shit, like the Cartoon City and shit was such a big thing. You had these moments of interactions between characters where like you had possible opportunities for flirting and shit. So if you took like Johnny Bravo and his dating
Johnny
show.
Johnny Bravo
like,
flirting with anybody in the Cartoon Network universe is a
hold
sick
on, hold
nigga.
On. I'm saying, like, think about Miss, what's Miss Bell?
Not even just that. Miss Frankie. Bellum. Frankie from Foster's Home.
Frankie, she's also overage. No, she's above the bar. She's above the bar. she's like 18, 19. Like, yeah. Because remember, she goes out
Johnny
for drinks
Bravo
and stuff.
Fucking 25, 26.
Yeah, she's just like, yeah, it's still up there. I'm saying Frankie herself has been shown to put on a nightgown,
you got some real rule. You got some weird rule 34.
Frankie, she did that.
Think about when she goes on a date.
Yeah, she went on a. She was, trying to, go, that she was trying to go on a date, and then Mac and Blue.
It's not my proudest fat, but like, I feel you.
And she's in that dress and shit. She's obviously not going somewhere like super like fucking non adult. She's not going to fucking Chuck E. Cheese. She ain't going to McDonald's. Like,
right.
Whoever's taking her out obviously has some.
But you see what I mean, though. In order to revitalize TV programming, they're probably going to do something similar to like what they did with like
Drawn Together or fucking.
Not even like, Drawn Together, yeah. Yeah, but like Drawn Together is more of a satire or a parody. I think that Space Ghost and Brack, they all occupy
because there's a universe. There's an established continuity, or at least established characters that they.
There's
can
an established
on.
Audience.
Yeah,
and like we're gonna capitalize on that audience by making adult programming for them, exactly. And that's kind of what I was saying in the beginning, like adult programming and like just general cartoons. That line is real blurry right now.
Okay, I can see that because these days, and I feel like I was like, as I was saying like beforehand about like maturing crack, all that shit. Like I'm just saying that like a lot of the times we didn't want to lose out, or companies don't want to necessarily lose out on the millennial audience or the kids from the 90s because we were the kids in America. And I'll say that over and over again.
A point because like honestly, a lot of the adults now enjoy cartoons still
because we were raised on them.
Yeah, but back in the day, like whenever a lot of these cartoons were coming out, there was no like adult intrigue.
It's true, because like you got to look at our father, or like you know a lot of our other adults, they had cartoons. There was like
no, they do, and that's what he's saying. That's what we're all saying. It's just like, hey, we're gonna start utilizing those old properties. I wouldn't be surprised if they age up number one.
Actually, that's very true.
And they do like a Alex Jones style, like
fucking InfoWars goddamn cartoon.
No, wait. I'm gonna cut that shit out because I don't want to get the.
I was like, nigga, you can't say his name without us getting demonetized.
No. I'm just saying, like, that's a great idea. I would watch the fuck out of that. Number one,
fucking
doing,
adults.
Number one doing an Alex Jones style fucking.
Father has been fucking. Coming after us for so goddamn long. They tried to drop a goddamn sandwich on us. Number one just going in.
And the irony of that is that like number one would be an adult at that time. So like that, honestly, hey man, y'all niggas should kind of talk to us. But also another thing that I'm thinking about is that Cartoon Network, you know, everybody's saying that it's reaching the 30-year anniversary, and we might not have Cartoon Network in another 10 years or so.
It's true.
So, like, you know, those IPs are just going to be sitting there idle.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take for a lot of these things to go public domain, which is going to be very interesting.
Approximately 40 years.
Right? Yeah, I was about to say, because like, look at us now. Like, we just had the fucking Winnie the Pooh, Grinch. Grinch went fucking
Mickey Mouse went
Mickey
for like
Mouse.
10 minutes.
Like,
well, Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie, yeah. Steamboat now, Willie did not Mickey Mouse.
But apparently, there's like so many loopholes or something. I just saw this in an article. I didn't read the whole thing, but apparently, there's a. Like some sort of loophole that you can't use for Steamboat Willie. So it's like he's public domain, but not really.
Yeah. So there's still restrictions.
You can probably draw him and we won't get mad. But yeah, if you start making him do stuff.
Yeah, that's where like.
Depends on what you got my nigga doing.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying right there. Like, and I kind of wanted to ask you directly.
Okay.
Do you feel like there's like a serious distinction between adult animation and like just general animation now? Because like even as a kid, I knew that Mission Hill was not for
kids. Yeah. It was definitely not for my age group. It was definitely for somebody like this was for somebody much older.
And I still watched it, but I watched it with the knowledge that it wasn't for me. And I don't.
I watched it with the thought process of trying to gain information for later on. Like I was like, oh
yeah, I don't think I was that smart, but
I mean, it's okay. Like, my thought process was like, oh, maybe I can try to glean something from this.
Also not a proud fat.
Yeah, very much so.
My name is Shelly. Am I right, boys?
I think so. I literally was just thinking about a particular show. Fuck you. I was thinking about a particular show, and I was like, yeah, technically, I guess I did like get into this as an like an adult But I'm trying to think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think a lot of kids are white. And I, granted, I don't have kids.
Yeah.
And I don't spend too much time around kids. I just know that I was watching my godson the other week, and he was like, I want to watch Sonic XE. And I'm like, nigga, what?
What? What you mean? Nigga?
You want to watch what?
Sonic EXE.
And I was like, fuck it. I mean, if you know what it is, then obviously it's too late for me. Let's watch Sonic EXE.
Sonic EXE, man. Like, it's weird. Like, what did you think? Like, did you actually, like, sit down with him and watch it?
It doesn't matter if I watch it or not. What I was, what the big thing to me was like, okay, you already know about this shit.
You've already been, like, obviously exposed. So, like, it's not something that I can try to keep you from. And, like, whatever it is, like, hey, look, this has already made an imprint on
you. Right, right, right. Let me watch it and see what
it says. Only thing I can do is try to provide some context.
Well, not only that, like, okay, so whenever you say provide context, I kind of think, like, wouldn't that be your opportunity to expose them to a lot of things that we have? Like, Sonic EXE, with the counter to that would be Sonic Underground.
Yeah.
Or Sonic X.
Nah, it may be, but, like, what the fuck was that Newgrounds Sonic show? Fucking Sonic Uncut.
It was Sonic Uncut.
Yeah. There's another situation. I was like, yeah. It's like, yeah.
Well, even, but that's my point being, right? Like, I don't think there's that same distinction. I don't think people watch things with the idea, like, oh, this isn't for me. I think they just feel like everything
they start watching
is kind of for them.
Yeah.
And I don't think, Crown, you don't have any, like, children in your life anymore.
No.
That, like, oh, I don't know if I should be watching this shit type shit.
No.
You know what I mean?
Never.
So I think the age of adult animation as a genre is kind of over.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, because I'm starting to try to piece this shit back together, because again, I have a show that's like very much on it, because it's basically like, do you feel like animation is being made for kids? Disenchantment, that's gonna say. So like, you got a situation like Futurama, Disenchantment, these shows, they're not for kids, right?
Right. And as a kid, I knew they weren't.
They weren't for me. I like Disenchantment obviously came out during the Netflix series, so I was already an adult, right? But I start to think, I was like imagining what it would be like to watch Disenchantment as a kid, or watch Futurama as, I mean, actually, no.
No, we watched Futurama as kids.
It makes me remember back to the time when I was watching Futurama as a kid. A lot of the jokes went very much over my head. They were like, there was a lot of things that I didn't understand. And then as I went back as an adult and rewatched, I was like, oh, now this has a different layer. I get it.
Right.
And so I feel like shows like that, right? Like, where they're relatively safe for kids.
What shows are you talking about?
Disenchantment, Futurama.
You think Disenchantment is like relatively safe for kids?
I'm saying, like, not kids, but like,
you relatively sick fuck.
relatively safe for like fucking exploratory 10-year-olds, you know?
That's kids.
Yeah, kids. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, relatively safe for exploratory kids, because, like, there's the way that they put, like, the way Matt Groening,
Matt Groening, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like the way Matt Groening does stuff, it's, like, layered enough to where he's not traumatizing kids. Like, it's
right.
Like, but it's not drawn together.
And this is, I mean, shit, we're here. I think that a lot of parents, and I'm not a parent, Crown's not a parent. You know what I mean? I don't think it ever occurs to me that what I'm watching is traumatizing, or I'm not super hyper focused on.
Yeah, no, as the trauma is forming, I'm definitely not aware.
Granted, Moral Oil is extremely traumatizing.
Significantly. It depends on the area and the age that you're watching it. It can cause you to have
right.
Is it nihilism? Nihilism. There's nihilism. Nihilism. Yeah. It can cause you to have nihilism, all that kind of shit. Like,
yeah. And certain aspects of Family Guy is like traumatizing too. And like, I don't know if,
yeah,
like,
a lot of the meg abuse is kind of like a bitch.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of that shit is now weaved into just programming in general. You know what I mean? Like, even you got like Bluey and shit. Like, Bluey has a lot of elements of like just growing, like coming of age and kind of the shitty aspects of that. Mm-hmm. And they kind of like deliver it in a very safe package. And that's why I'm just like, I think the line between adult animation and animation as a whole is blurred.
Significantly, because at this point, the adults that we were marketing to, the kids that we were marketing to are adults, right? And a lot of times they have kids. So we don't want to lose the adults as viewers while gaining the kids. Why not do both? And so how can we do so? Well, let's make it slightly irreverent. Let's not push the limit. Let's not push the line. Like, we're not South Park, but let's give it just enough to teeter on the edge. Like, let's make these jokes not universal, but let's make these jokes multi-generational.
Well, not even just the jokes. Let's talk about the themes, bro. Like there's just...
Okay, yeah, definitely. When I say, like, I don't know, what's the most mature-themed show that you would... Like, what's the most mature theme that you've experienced as a kid in a show? That's a difficult thing. I would say, like, things like Hey Arnold, like, where you have, like...
The Vietnam War.
The copying. that shit was wild. Mr. Wynn.
Yeah. That was a Christmas episode.
Yeah, that shit. Like, the fact that his daughter, like, you know, he's like, he passed his daughter off to a goddamn me.
Came, babe.
No, tell me. Like,
Worry about it. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I remembered was that Mr. Wynn had to, like, put his daughter on a helicopter to get her out of there, and then later on he got out and he just doesn't know her.
They made that nigga speak with the dumbest fucking Vietnamese,
the craziest Vietnamese.
I say, I don't want. I don't celebrate Christmas.
Wasn't Arnold's grandparents, were they Polish?
Something like that.
Like Polish or something like that.
Like something like that.
I can't say for certain, really.
They weren't Jewish for sure, but they weren't like a bear. They were immigrants. Like, Grandpa was an immigrant for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to remember. But either way, that's another situation. For me, that's one of the most mature themes that I can think of as far as, like...
Right, but it was a mature theme that is based entirely on, like...
Something that's...
Actual events.
That's, like, what's probably the most mature theme that you've experienced, like, probably in a kid's show that you had to remember?
The most mature theme, it would probably be whatever the Kanker sisters did to the Ed Boys.
That is actually pretty mature. Like, it's like a situation of, like...
They got molested.
The unknown, like, sexual advances, like, not unknown, like, sexual advances and then the result is unknown. Because that's what they really did a lot with the Ed Boys. Like, it was a situation where, like, oh, they got captured and now something is happening, right? Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily know what, and we're not going to show what's going on, right? But we know for a fact that this is a bit above board as far as, like, our thought processes go. I get what you mean. Below board, maybe. Above board? I don't know. It's toeing the line, like, between, like, oh, I'm a kid and I have innocence, and, like, which leads us to ask what was going on with the Kanker sisters in their life to have them so advanced.
Well, there's that, but I think ultimately what I'm trying to ask, without, like, trying to dance around it as much.
Yeah, of course, you don't want to fucking give it away, but...
Right. But you got, like, programming blocks like Adult Swim, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as the line blurs more and more... Every day,
that time frame the block airs gets earlier and earlier.
Well, not even just like the time the block, because that's true, but like just the necessity of an adult block to exist.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Like, because it wasn't always a thing.
Well, not even just that it wasn't like always a thing, but it was just like Rick and Morty is popular with like 10-year-olds.
It is. It's popular with kids.
Right. And the way that they
interface... We all know the themes are definitely like...
Right. But also the way that they interface with that shit. Like, you got VR chats and you got like Fortnite and all this other shit. Mm-hmm. You can encounter these very semi-adult properties.
In obviously kid spaces.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, I've been killed by Rick and... I've been killed by Rick and Morty in Fortnite.
I don't know if you can play as Morty in
Fortnite. No, you can't. You can.
Oh, well, looky there. Yeah. Go figure.
No. I've got a new little brother. Like,
right. And I'm like, is it when we looked at Bart Simpson and like,
so like Homer. Bart, like, you look at Bart Simpson, right? We know that he's from an adult
Bart
Pimpson, cartoon,
really.
But he also is the face, well, was the face of the fucking Butterfinger. Butterfinger. Like, he was the face of Butterfinger for a very long time. Whether it was the BBs, whether it was the fucking Crunch, whether it was just
That's
a straight
my favorite
Butterfinger bar. Sorry, whether it was just a
you
Butterfinger
won't share
bar.
Your Butterfinger BBs. Bitch.
Also, for me as a black child, Butterfinger BBs felt racist.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it is racist. But
like, I really wanted to just whip that out during like a fucking...
It's not really
session.
Racist because it's like BBs like as like a BB gun. But
yeah,
go on.
It was just a situation where I was like, yo, technically I could probably roast the fuck out of somebody with this.
Right, I get it. Like, I was like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, Bart Simpson, who was like in adult animation, became an icon for very commonplace things.
Absolutely. But look at Bugs Bunny, right? Like, I don't feel like
Bugs Bunny was not adult animation.
No, I'm saying look at Bugs Bunny.
Cartoons were never for children.
Well, I'm saying I don't feel like he was ever used to market something to adults. That's what I mean, is that I don't think that he ever sold cigarettes. I don't think he ever sold Coke. I don't think he ever sold Pepsi. I don't think he ever sold something to an adult. Whereas Bart Simpson is an example of a motherfucker that was like, yeah, we're going to use this nigga to sell to everybody. I mean, kids, candy is allegedly for kids, but like, that's the thing.
Like, so you feel like the line is still there?
I feel like there is a line depending on the...
Because Rick and Morty is on the front of trolleys right now. Like trolley fucking...
No, I get it. I'm saying that, like, it is blurring. I will say that a lot of IPs are definitely blurring it. I won't say that every IP, because as I'm looking back, I was thinking about it. I was just trying to think. I was like, how many characters from different child IPs have been used to sell to me? Is really, that's the thing.
I think they use the adult IPs way more often than they use, like, the child IPs. Yeah.
Certainly. And so with that situation, I was like, well, how far can the line be blurred if they're not necessarily using these motherfuckers to pander to like adults and children?
That's with the assumption that advertising is pandering.
I mean, to a degree, I feel like at a point it is, but I understand what you mean. Like, it's not always pandering. Sometimes advertisement is like trying to set a trend. Like, there's a situation of like, hey, let's try to make this popular individual do something or operate in a manner that's going to catch wildfire. That's going to fucking like disseminate amongst the fucking people as best as possible. So like, I'm not going to argue and say that like, it's not that the line isn't blurred, but I'm just saying that like, I see where some people are trying to toe it is what I mean.
Okay. I feel you.
But like, so with that situation there, like, right. Do you feel like, besides Rick and Morty, because that's definitely an IP that's been like heavily pushed on both sides, like access to kids, things like that. Do you feel like, let's look at the kid networks that we have currently?
The kid network. Yep.
Go ahead.
Okay. SpongeBob, for one. SpongeBob has definitely been used to sell things.
Okay.
You won't see him in Fortnite or anything. No,
you'll see him at Burger King. You'll see him at McDonald's. You'll see him in some areas. I can see that.
But I feel like SpongeBob is definitely one of those things that gets a pass. That's just like a genuine kids cartoon, but it has adult humor in it.
Somewhat, but very little, actually. Now I'm thinking about it.
Well, no, if you think about it.
Probably recent episodes, they do have some risque jokes. I think there was one clip I saw where SpongeBob was delivering mail. And he gave it to one male fish, which landed on the female, like her girlfriend or whatever. She read the letter and saying, "Who's Jessica?" And like the male fish was just like sweating, like and literally the camera pans out and Jessica's right behind him, like. So yeah, I mean, I guess they are making risque.
So they're making these choices. I got it.
Well, not even just SpongeBob. I'm honestly waiting on the day for them to use The Amazing World of Gumball to sell something, because that's the show that makes a lot of risque jokes at that.
They do. I will definitely say that Rule 34 was way too easy for motherfuckers to catch with Gumball.
Because No. I simultaneously don't want to hear this and would love to hear this.
Rule 34 and fucking The Amazing World of Gumball is a very interesting rabbit hole, literally. Jesus Christ.
You should not visit. Because in case you haven't noticed, majority of the characters
rabbits. You talking about Gumball.
They're kids.
Yeah, they are kids.
No, okay. That's what I was
thinking. Thank you, Crown.
Be damned. These are kids.
Yeah, R34 does not give a fuck if you're a kid or not.
It does not.
I know.
What I'll say is, yes, the line is blurred. Like, because as much as I talk about it, like, the more and more, like, these IPs just keep creeping up. And I was like, yeah, technically, we are still out here very much, like, not pandering, but we are reaching out to adults just as much as children. And if a child, right, has been through certain experiences, has had to deal with certain shit in the home, they're different in the brain. And those individuals go to school with your kids.
Like, right, and you can't change, you can't stop them from influencing your children.
Yeah, no, you literally can't. Like, the kids, I definitely think
that there was because of that distinction, like, okay, like, Mission Hill's not for me, but I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Futurama is not for me, but I'm going to watch it.
And not only am I gonna watch it, I'm gonna take pride in the shit that I get that my peers don't.
Well, yeah, of course, I'm gonna take it home.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm not telling my parents about it.
Oh,
I'm
absolutely.
Asking my parents for any.
No, merch I'm not trying. I'm not trying to look for any perspective outside of my own that I've gathered.
Right, and I think that's ultimately what I feel like might be harmful long term.
Absolutely.
Like, as these kids keep asking for like Rick and Morty, like fucking Fortnite skins, or as they ask for, hold on,
I agree with you, but at the same time, you got to think how many parents have actually watched Rick and Morty. And how many dismiss it as just a cartoon?
Because I'll say this, right? And I'm not trying to, you know what I mean? I don't put nobody's business out there. But a lot of the people that we're dealing with today, right? Like, a lot of my classmates, they have kids that are 13 years old. They have kids that are 12, 11, et cetera, et cetera. And they're consuming shit that is, quote, for adults. Or at least, like, a little bit higher for that spectrum or whatever, right? So you can say, like, how many kids have seen, like, how many parents have seen, like, Rick and Morty, or how many parents have done this, but it's just, like, this is stuff that is created for the parents. You feel me? So, like at the end of the day, like, that's kind of what I'm asking. It's like, hey, as that line continues to blur, as like, that distinction between, like, what's for me and what's for my kids, like, continues to kind of, like, push off. Because, like, Craig of the Creek, I don't give a fuck about Craig of the Creek. They can buy as much Craig of the Creek merchandise as they possibly
absolutely.
Can.
Absolutely. But what I will say is that, like, oh, okay, I see it as a positive black image.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm saying that, like, that's a situation of, like, oh, cool, I'll let my kid, like, rock with that, right?
Right.
I'll let my kid watch this. It's not an issue. But at the same time, because I'm like, oh, this is a positive black image, I'm not dissecting it. Like, a lot of the times, like, it's like, oh, I'm not trying to dig deeper. I mean, I don't have any kids yet. So that's the situation that might expound from there. But, you know,
right.
I'm saying that, like, my thought process on, like, how deep I dig into the, like, media.
So you think that you'll let your kids watch Mission Hill when they get old enough?
Can I stop them?
Why would you, like,
no, what I'm saying is,
could you be stopped?
No, that's the thing. No, I was sneaky. My parents didn't know. That's the thing. Like, they didn't know. So what I'm saying is that if I've got the capability to hide this from my parents, the fucking sheer molding of my mind in some ways, like, then I'm not going to doubt my child's experience or ability to subvert me.
Do you feel like it's a little bit easier for your kids to find amplifying information
now, than it was depending on how much access I give them, right? Like, when we had cable, that was the time frame where we could try to hide what we were watching. This is a time frame where we could experience things that were outside of our group or outside of our loop, right? Mm-hmm. So the reason that we had access to that was because our parents were like, yo, let's get some cable for our kids. Like, let you guys watch shit. Let's let us watch shit, right? But at the same time, that access allowed me to, like, have a more, like, to mold my mind in different ways, right? So for me, the only thing that I can stop my child, like, the only way that I can, like, mold my child's thought process or perspective is to, like, fucking focus or channel the access they have to the outside media.
Okay. All right. I'll buy into it.
I don't know. Like, that's my thought process. It was like, yeah, the more access you have, the more, like, opportunity you have to learn. Because, like, informational freedom is everywhere. Like, it doesn't, I can't be over your shoulder 100% of the time. Eventually I'm gonna be like, go in your room and play, or, like, you know, go sit down,
right? And they're gonna go to that iPad and
exactly, like, and they might put the fucking they might put the goggles on and be like, yeah, cool, and just be sitting there, like,
might,
you know,
might start here how to draw Sonic and see where that takes me.
You start at how to draw Sonic and you end up as Sonic Uncut, and then suddenly Rule 34 has got you in his grippy tentacles.
Yeah.
No.
All right, hold on, guys. So we're getting close to the end of the pod. I gotta ask, right? Because this is something that just popped into my brain. I want to get both of your takes on it. All right, what do you guys think Rule 34 anthropomorphized looks like?
What are you fucking talking about?
I'm saying, do you think that, like, for so I'll explain, right? For me, in my brain, when I think of Rule 34, if I had to make it a creature, right? If I had to anthropomorphize it, if I had to take it and make it an entity, right? Then I would give it tentacles. I would give it a weird
beak.
Are
you high?
No. Of course I'm high. I'm high. Just making sure. I just want to know.
I want to know how far off the deep end you're about to go.
This is the thought process with animation that comes in. Like, we just talked about vagina monsters for like 15 minutes, and you look at me crazy.
15 minutes max.
I said 15. I didn't say an hour. We talked about vagina monsters. I was saying, use your fucking imagination. If you had to take fucking Rule 34 and make it a creature, right? What does it look like to you?
Rule 34 was an actual creature?
Yeah.
And granted, my man's ain't been on Twitter in a long time.
It's been a minute, man. I'm proud of you. You've been like really like...
Yeah, what's up with that anyway? Yeah, and I'm going to get there. Right? What's up with that anyway? You used to be the Twitter king. I used to rely on you.
I was really...
I used to rely on you.
My nigga really got the fucking real deal spiel on Twitter, man. I could get the informations that I needed every time I got
it. You were able to show me the degenerate shit that I wish that I could fucking retweet, that I wish that I could just drop out there.
Mm-hmm. You got OCs that are fucking real deal Twitter phenomenons, my nigga.
Yeah.
What you have?
I sure have, guys. I sure did. Honestly, homie, it was meant to just be what, like a single month of like no Twitter, because I just wanted to concentrate, like bettering myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I have never bettered myself, so I never went. I never came back.
I just kept it pushing.
Yeah, I'm not done. Damn. All right, cool. Guess
I never got better, so I stopped. I never came back.
I always tell myself I should really go back to Twitter, because I'm, you know, I there's just so many.
Yeah, I'm sure there's people that
you know, yeah, niggas out here really like. Yeah,
but it's again, man, just for some baffling reason, especially with all the like crap that fucking Elon Musk did.
Yeah,
just like I ain't really missing much, huh? Oh, am I?
I mean, you're really not. But at the end of the day, like, there's a community on Twitter that reflects a lot of your interests, like reflects a lot of the shit that you've kind of like fed into, to just like jump off the face of it. Because, like, you know, like I said, like I don't retweet smut, I don't retweet none of that shit.
It's true.
But I was also just like, well, as long as Crown is, then I'm always gonna believe it. And then like one day he just stopped. I'm like, hey, you know what? I asked Token about it, and it was, you know, he was just like, yo, he wants to do better with his life, so he just wants to stop. I'm like, well, I didn't think he was doing bad with his life. I thought he was doing fine.
He just needed focus, man. He was looking for focus.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll say is that shit. All of this, especially smut, like, that can be a very fucking time consuming, mind consuming situation. And keeping up with, like, keeping a fan base, keeping something like that on Twitter, you gotta be active. You gotta be really out here.
Yeah.
Participating in these groups and shit like that, they want to see.
You gotta feed into the monster.
Yeah.
So I understand wanting to feed yourself before you fed the monster.
Right, for that's sure. Very, very. I mean, and as long as you're happy, dude, I don't give a fuck. I'm proud.
Oh no, all day, every day, nigga. Yeah. Like, as long as you're fucking doing good, whether the people hear from you ever a fucking again till the next time you're on this podcast, because yeah, we're gonna ask you again, bitch. Like, I'm gonna ask you every time. You're gonna come back, nigga. Like,
yeah.
But goddamn sure.
Right, but I mean, I definitely feel like what you just asked was a very Twitter centric question. And that's what I was just like, let me ask. Beforehand.
About the fucking like Rule 34.
What is Rule 34 the month? Like, what does it look like to you?
What do you look? All right, but I gotta know. I wanna know. Because as an individual who participated in these circles, I feel like you might be able to come up with a very interesting Rule 34 OC. And like,
Rule 34. I mean, I guess if we're talking like creature specific, we'll probably say maybe some sort of fly trap monster.
Ooh. Okay.
This is because, like, once you search something up in Rule 34, you're going to, like, a whole world just opens up to you, and you're going to get trapped in it, homie. And I'm not, I mean, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, that is really up to your discretion.
Right.
But, like, I would, maybe I guess if I have to give it like an actual creature, a mimic.
Okay.
Like you open like
In Skullgirls or whatever.
Yeah, like it. Well, it's like
like the thing in Skullgirl. Like the Egyptian thing in Skullgirl.
Yeah, you open up the chest and it turns out to be a terrible monster.
So right. Fantastic.
I will probably say that would be Rule 34.
Okay.
Like in a nutshell, if you had to like Google, like if you had to give like R34 a fucking monster.
Like, it's like a mimic.
Yeah. I mean, that's very fair.
That's fair.
I think it would reflect exactly what you want to see to you.
Okay.
A shape-shifter.
Or worse, what you didn't realize what you wanted to see.
Also, yo. Put some respect on my nigga's name. This is an avid role player, an avid D&D player over here. My nigga, I'm going to get him on. We got D&D content coming for y'all. I swear to God, I mean it. I really fucking mean it. We are going to have D&D content coming for you guys. It's going to be
fucking
great.
That's incumbent on that bitch ass nigga over there. This
shit. Need character models.
Look at him running. Look at him running.
Here he comes. Here he comes. Hold on. Himself.
I'm sorry. Bye.
Bye, bitch. Yeah, Virgil, go ahead and give me your take on Rule 34 as a creature. This nigga here. Like, he didn't have, like, two whole conversations to come up
with. I did. I mean, but also, like, no, my girl's right there. It would probably be, like, some off-the-beaten-path animal.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
What, like a badger? Like a snail? Like
that'd be bad. There are snail monsters out there, but I'm not really with the slimy weird thing.
Slimy is a motherfucking gross.
Mammals only over here.
Mammals only? So like a fucking, like a bear? Like nothing. That's not an offshoot.
We could start there. I feel like the mom from...
I say it.
I feel like the mom from Bernstein Bears has a lot of sex appeal potential.
Yeah. Actually, I will say this. That nightgown, the one, the blue one with the fucking, was it clouds? What she have on it?
I don't fucking know. It's stars, blue and white.
It's blue and white for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Not my proudest fap. What?
That's very not Jesus. So. That's very much so not the proudest fat.
Oh, on that note, listening, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great pod. We've had a fantastic time. Discussed all sorts of generational shit with animation. Discussed adult cartoons at length with a fucking expert, man. I love this nigga. Crown. You got any closing statements? Anything you want the people to know? Anything you want to talk directly to us or directly to them about? You got this, your opportunity. Go ahead, give it up to the folks, man. I want to know what knowledge you want to pass on, what information you want to give, what you want motherfuckers to know.
Jesus.
Yeah, right now. Just-
That's good. Jesus.
It's just the dog. But yes, Jesus.
Let's see here. Off the top of my
head. Yeah, by the way, you can look at this camera, either one. You know, you just let me know which camera you prefer.
I guess this camera?
Yeah, give it up.
I guess the only thing I can really say is be kind to each other. That's all I can really ask anybody to do.
That nigga's wholesome.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Fucking good guy.
Real good guy.
Yo, Virgil. What do you want to say to the folks?
You know, I ain't got nothing, man.
Of course. Well, say bye to the people, man.
Hey, man. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on.
Oh, wait. Excuse me.
You need to stay away from the MILFs unless you got some type of Oedipus complex going on over there. I'm a reformed MILF masturbator. All right. And after this man's statements this evening, I think I'm going to let that go.
Shout out Dexter's mom. Shout out Dexter's mom.
No, that was actually gold. I might not take that up.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been the well-spoken token. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. Thankful for my co-host, the niggas that sat down with me. It's the well-spoken token, and we out.